This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1587. Never, ever go shoe shopping with Michelle. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, we answer a great question from our listener. How and when can you use the words never and ever? And can you ever use them in a sentence together? Find out all of the details you need today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. Well, I am at my parents' today. Yeah. Lindsay, this is like family time.
Yeah, we're both visiting family. I love coming up here to Boston or over here to Boston and visiting family. It's all good stuff, Michelle.
Definitely. And today we have a listener question. I'm excited to get into this one, really get into the details here. Unfortunately, I didn't see the name of our listener.
Mosa.
Oh my God, the name is right here. I was looking for it at the bottom. Where's the name? Oh, it's right in front of me.
It's right there.
That's funny.
It's Mosa.
Okay, well, yeah. There we go. Thank you, Mosa, for this question.
Yeah, excellent. So should I just read the question, Michelle? Should we dive right in?
Let's do it.
Okay. My name is Mohsen and I'm from Iran. I'm addicted to your and Michelle's voice, LOL, because I've been listening to your podcast for 3 months. You have different podcasts among learning English series. And to my mind, if you add multi-speaker episodes with different accents, it will be more attractive. Thank you for that tip, Mohsen. Good idea. I have a question too. Can we use ever and never in a sentence? I learned it's not possible, but I heard someone using those a lot in his sentences in a podcast. Please explain about this. Regards. Okay, good question.
Good question. So I'm thinking, Mohsen, correct me if I'm wrong, you can always write in and we can do follow-ups, but I think Mohsen is asking about if ever and never can be used in a same sentence.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. I think that's what he means. Yeah.
I think so too. So yeah, I mean, we're going to get to that in the minute, but we're going to talk about really the differences between those two words, right? This is kind of a grammar episode, but it's focused on some of the basics and then the general usage. So this is a pretty detailed question. There's a lot to go in here. So again, go into here, but we're going to work on the most important stuff, right?
Yeah, we got to get a little foundation here first, build up the fundamentals for you guys. If you're advanced, it's just a review, but that's good. It's good to review sometime so that we can build our house from the ground up.
Exactly. And speaking of building from the ground up, guys, to start off and, you know, really know where are you now with your English at this moment, head on over to allearsenglish.com/fluency score, because you will then be able to find out what your current level is and then get resources for your level. Right, Lindsay?
Exactly. So guys, it's a simple quiz. You'll get your fluency score. You'll find out if you are 50% fluency, 65, or 80% fluency. So go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Okay, nice. Michelle. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about never first. So the dictionary told me, if you define never, it says at no time in the past, present, or future, on no occasion, not ever.
So the negative of ever, right, Michelle? Not ever. Yeah.
Not ever. Exactly. I love that. So, I mean, Lindsay, what's an example?
So you could say, I've never seen him before, or as a demand, right, never call me again.
Exactly. Right. Or he's never going to get into that school with those grades. Mm-hmm. Or I never eat a meal without washing my hands first. I think we've all learned that.
Oh, we've all become big hand washers.
Are you a sanitizer or a washer more?
I kind of go back and forth, but I do both, actually. Sometimes when I'm really worried, I'll do both. I'll just wash my hands with soap and then I'll sanitize on top of that. So either or both, Michelle.
Either or both.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much the same way.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So yeah, it's not ever, right? Whereas ever is that definition is at any time, right? Yeah. So a lot of times we might use this in negatives, right? He won't ever be on time for a meeting, or don't ever be late again, right?
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit more high level. So there's something in this lesson for everyone, guys, right? That construction, the negative with the ever.
Exactly.
It's pretty high level, I think. So this is a way to stretch your skills too. But it's nice to see them lined up against each other.
Exactly. And a lot of times they'll be used in questions, right? Like, have you ever been to France, right? You know, of course, when we ask questions in like, you know, the perfect tenses, a lot of times they'll use ever. However, you could say, have you never been to France? And people, I mean, or I might say you've never been to France.
Yeah.
Changes it.
How does it change it?
It sounds more, it's like, you sound more surprised. Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you say like, oh, you've never eaten sushi, different than saying, oh, have you ever eaten sushi, which is more neutral, like just like the honest question. But saying, I mean, you might hear, have you never eaten sushi? But I think more often you'd say like, you've never eaten sushi. And that's more of the way where, you know, it's like, really? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that.
And if you say, have you never eaten sushi, it's got a tone of condescending tone to it. It's presuming that they have no experience with certain things, right? So there's definitely a tone behind these things, guys.
Exactly. So, yeah. Or an example with ever could be, if you ever need help, give me a call.
Yes, I love it. If you ever need help, give me a call. And can we change things sometimes, Michelle?
Exactly. So, I mean, you can change, you know, slightly between the two pretty often and get the same meaning, right, with a slight difference. So, like, let's go through some of the examples we did. So if I said, I've never seen him before, what could you have said?
Okay, you can also say, I haven't ever seen him before. I suppose it takes a little longer to say that. Right. So I would tend to say the first one, but it's grammatically correct to say both.
Right. Or with the command, like we said, like, never call me again.
Or don't ever call me again. Those both are completely even in my mind. I think both are very sayable.
Sayable.
I made up a word there. They are easy to say. So for sure.
Exactly. Or if I say he's never going to get into that school with those grades, you could say,
he won't ever get into that school with those grades. Yeah. Also good. Or if I said, I never eat a meal without washing my hands first, what would you say?
I could say, I don't ever eat a meal without washing my hands first. But I feel like sometimes, I don't know. That sounds a little awkward to me. What do you think?
Yeah. There are just some things that just take too long to say. Maybe because it's a long statement. Maybe that's why, you know?
Yeah. I think so too. Or if I say he won't ever be on time for a meeting, you could say this is flipping it back to the other one.
Yeah. And I would prefer to say he'll never be on time for a meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so we kind of choose. I mean, listen, guys, there are a lot of like grammar things about these these, you know, words.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, I think, is based on what's easier to say. If both are correct, I choose the easier one to say.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, as long as we're not doing the double negative, right?
Right.
That's the one, the one no-no for today is to double up on the negative, right? To have the never after a don't or a not, obviously.
Right. Right,
yeah,
right,
that's
right.
Fundamental.
So again, you know, you can go to your textbook, read a lot of the rules, but we gave you some of the basics today. Some of it is about what's easier to say. Some of it can be okay for both of them. And then there are some, you know, basic rules. But what we also wanted to talk about is this, you know, what our listener asked about combining them using ever and never in a sentence. So let's get to this. So, I mean, I can think of two times when you use never and ever in the same sentence. So like one would be never, ever, right? I would never, ever do that. Lindsay, what does that do?
Yeah. Why would you do that? It makes it way more dramatic, doesn't it? You're like double emphasizing things.
Yeah.
I would never, you could say alone, I would never do that. But if you want to be doubly emphatic, I would never ever do that. Okay. So it's just a native way to be more dramatic in what you're saying, guys.
Exactly. Never, ever. Or then there's that game, Never Have I Ever. I think we played that on Conversations and Coffee, right?
I think so, too. That's a fun game. Never have I ever. Yeah. Now I understand Mohsen's question a little bit better, like what he was really asking for. And I don't know of any other ways that we use it, Michelle.
Right. Yeah. I mean, perhaps, I mean, if you're combining some of these sentences, like, oh, I've never been to France, but have you ever, right? So like you can combine them in different ways, but as far as like, you know, expressions or using them really close together, never ever, that's really the most of what I hear.
Exactly. I agree with you. Yeah, of course we can have it in separate sentences, but right up against each other, rarely. Are you curious what your fluency score is? You can get that score with our simple quiz in just a few minutes. Find out if you are 50% fluency, 65%, or 80% fluency. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Exactly, exactly. So let's just do a couple idioms or expressions. I mean, one is when someone asks you how you are, Lindsay, what's something you can say if you don't want to just say, oh, I'm good?
Never been better, or just never better, you know, take out the bin, never better.
Yeah. And that's just a fun way to be like cheerful in your response.
Exactly. What else,
and
Michelle?
The other one is more than you'll ever know. So I feel like this is often about love or strong feelings. So if I say, oh, I love you more than you'll ever know, it's like, that's a pretty common one.
Something that a mother would say to their child, right? Just an enduring love that they could never understand it. Yeah, that's common, I think, for
sure. Yeah, definitely. So should we do a role play to kind of go through some of these?
I know our listeners love role plays, so let's do it.
Yeah.
So we're trying on shoes at a shoe store here, Michelle. Are you ready?
Okay. Here we go. All right. Oh, sorry I'm late, Lindsay. How are you?
Never been better.
Okay, good. Well, let me put these on.
Okay, so those look good.
Yeah, but I'll never wear them. They aren't comfortable.
That's too bad.
Ugh, I should just get Birkenstocks again. I love them more than you'll ever know.
I know, but variety is good. Never underestimate the power of a comfortable insole for a shoe either.
I've never, ever been a fan of shoe shopping.
Have you ever tried that store on the other side of the mall?
No, but if you ever want to go there, we can. I mean, should we go now?
Sure.
Okay.
I do agree that insoles are very important, good insoles. And I just discovered that this week because I forgot my new running shoes and I started running in old shoes with worn down insoles and now my heel is killing me. So this is very true, this little role play, Michelle.
It is important. Yes, exactly. I actually just went in a shoe store over the weekend. It was like my first time maybe attempting shopping and it ended the way that it always
I get
nervous and intimidated and I'm like, I hate doing this, and I left. But first, of course, the saleswoman got into like a big conversation with me about what shoes are, and then I felt she knew what she was doing, and then I felt bad because I was like with Dan and I was like, get me out of here, because I'm easily like swayed by those kinds of things. I end up feeling guilty, which is what they want, right? They want me to feel like, oh, attached, and then I feel awkward not buying something. But he's good at being like the one to be, it's like, okay, bye-bye.
That's so funny. Are you not intimidated by other stores, just shoe stores or all stores?
I think what? All. Well, shoes I hate the most.
Okay, interesting.
Because I don't find a lot of shoes comfortable. My mom, even when I was little, my mom used to say she would beg me to go shoe shopping, not for style, but because she just wanted me to have, you know, multiple kinds of shoes because she felt I would always wear the same shoes. And I would just like, you don't want to go to a shoe store with me. It's just like a lot of looking around, getting nervous, and then leaving with nothing.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Well, anyway, so I would say it's mostly the shoe store. So anyway, should we go through this?
Yeah, let's do it. So here we go. So first thing I said was never been better. And again, like we said before, guys, you could take out the bin part there if you want to. I could have said never better.
Yeah, definitely. And you said that the shoes I was trying on, you said they look good. And I said, yeah, but I'll never wear them. Now, I could have said I won't ever wear them, but that's a lot of effort. And it's while it's not wrong, it sounds funny.
Yes, do what is easy, right?
Exactly.
Do what is easy.
That's kind of like one of the basics here.
It's one of the basics. These are fast conversations. You know, we don't need to use the longest, most drawn out constructions here. It's simple. It's straightforward. Just connect. Okay. So then you said,
I got a little passionate about my Birkenstocks. What did I say?
You did. Because, yeah, I should just get Birkenstocks again. I love them more than you will ever know. Okay.
Right. So this is kind of more, you know, a joke because we were saying, oh, a mother might say this to a child, or you might say it romantically, but this is being dramatic and emphatic, and it's true. I mean, that is my feeling about Birkenstocks. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes we can fall in love with a shoe. It makes sense. You know, something that, you know, is so comfortable and we don't want to give it up. It makes sense.
They're my babies. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I said, never underestimate the power of a comfortable insole. So I'm being kind of like, I don't know, kind of trying to be an expert here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I said, I've never, ever been a fan of shoe shopping. So there, you know, we use that never, ever. And that's just making it way more dramatic and fun, too.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Have you ever tried that store on the other side of the mall? So anytime, right, at any point, going back to the definition of ever, guys, that we talked about in the beginning, at any point, have you gone to that shoe store?
Exactly. And if you had said, like, have you never tried that store on the other side of the mall? Or if you said you've never tried that store, it would sound more you were shocked because, here you're genuinely asking, but you would only use the other way if, like, I told you that I haven't, or you kind of found out that I haven't and you're surprised about it. And it would kind of maybe sound a little bit judgmental.
Oh, yeah. We want to avoid that for sure.
Exactly.
I love it.
And then I said, if you ever want to go there, we can, right?
Okay. Yeah. Again, anytime, at any point, if you want to go there, we can go. Perfect.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. This is fun.
It's really fun. And I just got a great idea for the title for today's episode. So that's good. Guys, go over and get your fluency score. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Find out if you are 50, 65, or 80% fluency. Right, Michelle? So
definitely
exciting.
And guys, to remember, you know, for today, don't get confused. They're very similar. Listen for them in the context. And, you know, we gave you a lot of tips today. We gave you tons of examples, a role play. And sometimes there's only a teeny tiny difference, but focus on the expressions, chunks, and also what's easy to say in these conversations. That's one of the big keys for today.
That's a huge takeaway. Don't make it harder than it has to be. Okay. Yes. Focus on the connection, the person in front of you, and say what is easy to say. I love it. So good.
Love it. Oh my gosh, this was fun. Thank you to Mosen for this question.
All right, Michelle, talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.